Adolescence. It's a familiar term, and yet its meaning is often misunderstood. It's not a physical condition, and it doesn't refer to the time of sexual awakening. That's the definition of puberty. Adolescence is a cultural term, meaning the age between childhood and adulthood in a particular society. It's an era when an individual neither has the privileges of childhood nor the freedom of adulthood. Some primitive tribes have no adolescence at all. One day, a pubescent boy is treated as a child, allowed to play, and expected to obey. The next day, he undergoes the traditional rites of passage, perhaps spending a night alone in the forest in pursuit of some mythical animal. When he returns home, he's a full-fledged adult. He fights in battles, he works with other men, and he enjoys the status and respect of maturity. For him, there is no in-between phase, no adolescence at all. But we in the Western world have the longest period of adolescence in human history. It continues until the individual is financially independent, which could be 25 years of age for some graduate students whose parents are still paying the bills. And there's the rub. 10 or 15 years is a long time to be considered not fully grown, which accounts for some of the familiar conflict and agitation of that era. And of course, moms and dads get the blame for it. That's why my advice to parents is to get them grown and get them gone.
To hear more, visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org.